Hello and welcome to Agile at Lundbeck. We've all heard about Agile, but what exactly is it? On Agile at Lundbeck, we ask various stakeholders to give their take on your questions about Agile, so you understand it, form and inform your own opinions, and maybe even implement it when it makes sense. I'm Anna Solberg, and this is Agile at Lundbeck. Today, I'm going to try and answer the questions that are most commonly asked about Agile. And the first question that people ask is,
what's the difference between Agile and Agility?
Of course, it is very valid that this question comes up. And this is also because we have the strategic imperative, which is enhancing organizational agility and collaboration. So let's have a look into that. Do we need agility or do we need to be agile? We need both. So agility is the ability to respond to change. And you can think about it as physical agility, being able to move really quickly and easily, mental agility, being able to think quickly and clearly. And you can also think about business agility, being able to deal with new situations or changes that are coming your way really quickly. And agile is something else, right?
So what is agile?
Agile is a methodology for a specific way of working, and it's also a mindset. So it's a combination of a few things. So agile is being quick, of course, also being flexible, adjusting to change, but it also provides a framework for operating this way. At its core, agile is about quickly responding to change. Sometimes it is perceived that agile is something really new and very recent. It's not actually so new because Agile is based on the Agile Manifesto, and Agile Manifesto was put together by 17 key leaders who have been involved in the software development, and that was done in 2001. It has four key values. It talks about valuing individuals and interactions over processes and tools, valuing the product, and in their case, of course, it was about software, so working software over having comprehensive documentation detailing everything, valuing customer collaboration over going into lengthy contract negotiations, and it is about responding to change over following a precise plan. Why do we care about the manifesto? Because manifesto actually informs the mindset of Agile. We talked about these four values of Agile: individuals and interactions, working product, customer collaboration, and responding to change. So if you think about the mindset, you should always really keep these four values in mind.
So, what is the mindset?
I'm not an Agile coach, but I've now been working with Agile for more than a year, and I can give you my understanding of the mindset. And for me, the mindset is really about realizing opportunities over continuously asking for permission and for approval. So in the core of it, it's a growth mindset. It's about having a learning organization. It's about accepting the uncertainties and embracing the challenges. It's about not being afraid to fail because you're surrounded by people that you trust and you are actually asking customers for their feedback really early so you can change the direction quickly. It's about putting a lot of effort to learn. It's about providing feedback. And for me, providing feedback is one of the key elements that Agile mindset is about. It is about welcoming that feedback from your customers, from your colleagues, from those that you work closely with or not so closely with, and being open for that feedback. It is about passionate, empowered people. And empowerment is, of course, within the boundaries of the project. Because, of course, you have a certain goal that you're working towards, but you have a lot of freedom to make decisions about your day-to-day work. So when you think about the mindset of Agile, then it is about this quick response to change and based on the curiosity to learn and learn together with others and respond on the ongoing requests from the customers to develop the end product.
My question is, what are the different ways of working, and can you give some concrete examples?
So some of the components of working in the Agile way is ongoing focus on value-adding work, having a cross-functional team with clear end-to-end responsibility for the product, role commitment within the team, rapid decision-making, and short delivery cycles. We invite the customers in early to provide their feedback about what the teams are working on. When the customers give the feedback, it also makes it easy for the teams to clearly prioritize. And that, of course, makes the deliverables easier and more valuable for the customer. working in the agile way is also about cross-functional teams. You have in the team people who have all the competences to deliver work. They also have the end-to-end responsibility for the product. There is a very clear role commitment. There are certain roles that exist in the team, and in the ideal world, they would be co-located, if that's possible. Of course, having all the competences in the room also allows for the rapid decision-making. And now we talked about working in a certain way. And I'm a strong believer that nothing happens in isolation. So sometimes people are saying, so is it a mindset, or is it a methodology, is it a culture, is it a certain system? And I would say everything enhances one another. When you start working in a certain way, then it also informs your mindset, and it impacts your behavior, and it impacts the culture in the team, and then again, it impacts the way you work together. So when you think about agile, it's not just the mindset or just the methodology. Nothing exists in isolation.
What are the principles of agile?
So agile is built on 12 global agile principles. I'm not going to tell you all 12. I'm going to mention just a few which I believe are really interesting for Lundbeck at the stage where we are right now. And then you can have a look at the 12 agile principles on the intranet, or you can find it in many open sources. So when you think back to the Agile Manifesto with four values, when you think about agile mindset, when you think about agile methodology, you have to keep in mind these 12 global agile principles that inform all of it. So let's illustrate some of these principles. And first principle is customer satisfaction. Of course, the highest priority of the team that is developing a product is to satisfy internal and external customers, stakeholders, through early and continuous delivery of valuable products. And I can give you an example of this Mona Lisa moment that we very often talk with different teams about when we're setting up agile projects. And what they mean with that is that in agile, we work with the minimum viable product or MVPs. So we bring an example of having an artist who is painting a Mona Lisa painting. So the customer came in and said, I would like a Mona Lisa painting. And then the artist starts working on it in a traditional way. And I don't know what you think about the artists, but sometimes I think about it as a big reveal when the curtain falls down and suddenly the painting is there. And if the customer throughout the process didn't have a chance to see the painting and to see what is going on, then they might actually not be satisfied with this end result. Because maybe the customer had something else in mind when they said, I would like a Mona Lisa painting. So the artist have spent a lot of time. They have been spending hours and hours planning of what will the picture look like. And then at the end, the customer might not be so satisfied. And the worst thing is that it's not really possible to change anything because it's the end product. So the customer cannot really say, can you change the smile of the Mona Lisa? Or can you actually change the color of the clothing? So it's too late. And then the customer is not completely happy, and maybe the artist feels that they're not completely happy, but they have to start from scratch. Or they give maybe the work to another artist to redo it. And when you think about the agile model, then it's about all these short iterations and customers providing feedback really early. So if you hear the Mona Lisa moment, it means that the team is presenting an idea about the project. We also have this saying that if you have worked on the presentation or on this product for the Mona Lisa moment for too long, it means that you have done too much. Meaning that when the sketch is presented to the customer, it's really just a sketch. So the customer steps in early and they provide the feedback. And then the artist can adjust accordingly. So you saved, as an artist, a lot of time on beautifying some details which are actually potentially not of value to the customer. And I'm sure that you also have seen some solutions that have been presented to you at some point in your life, or maybe you've been purchasing something, a laptop or a TV, and it has all these extra features and ideas that have been incorporated into that, but you may never end up using any of these features. So maybe you would be on the lookout for a simpler model if you knew that it exists. So in Agile, we're moving away from this all-inclusive specification at the beginning, but rather starting with the most important features to achieve this minimum viable product quickly. And this minimum viable product would be then built incrementally over several iterations based on the stakeholder and customer feedback. So there is a principle about welcoming change. And that means that everything in the agile world is designed to accommodate for that change to happen within the framework of the agile methodology. There will be a certain time when the customer has an opportunity to talk to you about the change in the requirements. Something that's also really close to my heart, it's maintaining simplicity. So we want to be efficient and we want to work in the most simple way. We are not complicating things for no reason. We are asking ourselves, will this add value for the customers or our stakeholders? Is this what they need right now? Principle number 11 is self-organizing teams. I know sometimes now they're called self-managing teams. This means that the team has a guardrail to operate within. They know what goals they're working towards. They have a prioritized to-do list, which is called a backlog, and they're empowered to make decisions about what tasks they're working on. So you as an expert, if you're in the team, you are making a decision what you're going to work on. But it's not chaos. You don't just decide out of the blue, out of thin air, okay, why don't I work on this today? Of course, you operate within the prioritized backlog of items and what is the goal that you're working towards, why you're doing what you're doing. So I really like this self-organizing teams principle. And if you're like me, you might be getting a little bit overwhelmed and saying, this is really a lot. Should I be doing all of this at once? How is this even possible? And actually, yes, it is possible because this is why the teams in the agile environment are structured in a certain way. This is why there are certain methodologies that I applied to Agile to ensure that there is a framework which allows for all these principles to happen and for Agile to really bloom in a certain ways of working. But if you're a team that's not working Agile at the moment, you still can have a lot of inspiration from those principles. And my advice would be don't try to implement everything in one go because that's very overwhelming. Think about one principle out of 12 that is really closer to your heart and ask yourself, how can I implement it on the daily basis? What can I do differently? Maybe I want to work closer to my colleagues. Maybe I want to be more welcoming to change. So when the internal customer is coming and saying, we need this change to occur, then you're asking, why do you want this? And you really try to understand and you welcome the change. Maybe it's about building more trust and support in the team. So it's really up to you to ask yourself, what resonates with me? Where do I have this aha moment? This is really interesting for me and for my team.
What are my takeaways from this podcast?
So when people are saying, so is it really about being agile or is it really about doing agile? Then I would like to remind again about the agile mindset and agile values and agile principles that we talked about, because at the core of agile is, of course, the agile mindset. And then doing agile, different practices, different frameworks, different tools, they are, of course, also super important because you have to select what really works for you and for your team. In Lundbeck, we are using Scrum. There will be a separate podcast on that. So of course, being agile, so living according to agile values and thinking about agile principles and acting in accordance to them, this, of course, makes all the tools really bloom. You cannot be agile if you simply implement Scrum from A to Z. So you have a certain structure of meetings, you have a certain structure of how you are running your to-do lists and so on. But let's say in your mindset, you're not agile. You do not have face-to-face conversations with your team. You do not embrace change. It does not make the team agile. So for me personally, it is more important to be agile than to do agile. But as I mentioned, I believe that everything works together. So I do hope it answers the question. So we, of course, want to practice what we preach, and you're the customer for us. So you're the customer of this podcast. Today, I tried to answer the questions that are very often asked when people are coming to the Agile Center here at Lundbeck, but you might have many more questions, and I suspect that you do. So if you are an employee of Lundbeck, come to the Agile Center, talk to us, and we will do our best to answer your questions in the next podcast.
Thank you for being here today.